things that all of us want to ask the Christ from just a third of the day. And the role of the body of other countries.
Their vision and their mission and the constitutional and the decision mandate.
The 11 board members what they will be to.
Okay, I think now I'm going to start from the strategy part to the middle of the schedule of the department of the other.
Insight in when what is going to happen. That's my idea. So I don't know if I'm correct. But this is a very broad statement. And was developed and approved for implementation. Where's implementation? Approved for. When was it approved? When is the D day for implementation? By the end of the financial year, is it which financial year? It is very broad and very openly stated there. So this is my idea about that specific one. I've got a problem that we can't accept as it stands there.
Hello.
This
thing
is
saying the following is blend. Was developed and approved at ethical level. But it doesn't mean that it has been implemented. It has been implemented by the end of the financial year. Mm-hmm. I think let's my sound proper. Let's be here. I think I know during this year I'm talking members get a bit. What are we mean? We are just looking at the key successes that the department is. This is based on what they provided last week. Not only based on that, also on what our research is. This is what they are doing. Then when we go to the key challenges, then this is where we look at key challenges and make recommendations based on some of the questions that we ask. As I said, our questions that we ask the questions in that exercise. What are the problems in that exercise? You say those are the issues. Maybe recommend that what are we must make a recommendation based on. And then make sure that the plan and really the target must be met by the end of the financial year. Maybe it's a recommendation that must be a good plan, but let it be met by the end of the financial year as a state. Maybe it's a recommendation that we must make.
We must take time frame.
Yes. That's what we are saying, that what they are writing here, what they are planning here, it must really met by the end of the financial year. Because if we don't have a prevention, cross-prevention plan in the department, anything can happen, especially when it comes to issues of procurement and finance. You know, most all the things happen at that finance and procurement. That's all the things. Because some companies have said, can you employ your citizens as well? That's one of the issues. But remember, some of these ministers, if the president is for this, so that some of them can go to that extent of that. So I just want to look at the situation and then keep telling you, then make recommendations. As this last week, I know you asked some questions, and now it's time to make recommendations as the committee to what was the problem, to what the thing is. On one issue, that's one of the recommendations is that it must be implemented by the end of the financial year. But secondly, on the issue of buzzers, I'll just make a recommendation to say that it is spread around all provinces. Because our problem is that ever since the department has been coming in and asking which students, where from which places, areas to come from, I would not visit that. So it must be from Shanisville and mm-hmm. Grand areas and also what do I say? Yeah, disadvantage from all Japanese communities. And disadvantage is not only black.
Yeah.
All races are disadvantaged. So can we make it that point? Yeah. So that's where we intend to make the point. Sometimes. I think one of the issues that we have was also working through also key challenges and today is like what the competitions are doing. I think one of the issues from my side also made, I know I've raised this last week in the meeting and I've been ready with it. So the issue of monitoring of industry. I think that can be unhealthy, but also some of them are not healthy institutions. That's never an institution. The monitoring of industry. Because the entities are just playing a part. It seems that there's no one monitoring
they just do anything that is easy, they can so it's one of those issues of the comment from my side. Each time, you know, some of the people go to me, we are the ones who see all the meetings, you know, so I think must be a strong M&E on MCs. I also second this. MCs, all MCs must ensure that they are both. Anyway, that includes the board, that includes the CEO contract, that includes
what are the consequences for non-compliance, etc. And then the official told us that all our data by not considering for finances, etc. But can't we say something more about the consequences must be stuck up, must be decided?
And they say not to monitor, to say that you have not achieved this, you know, and then when they give the reason, you find out that normally there was a monitoring. This could have been identified earlier. So if they have set themselves that they must monitor, as my colleague has said, they must, you know, even if they set complaints, they must not monitor if they are really on pace with their sense of their self. If you want to cut across all the program.
Sort of filter, and they've got it all inside the department.
all this prevention plans, the fraud plans, the internal audit. So if one picks up someone, just refer it to someone so that so the filter, there are a lot of filters, but these filters must talk to each other. If something gets through one filter, there's another set of filters, and then problems arising later in the year, for instance, 60% of reports were submitted late or whatever, then they can manage the problems much easier. I hope I make myself clear, but all these programs must talk to each other, and they must sit around the table and talk to each other. I picked up this, what are you going to do about this? My department or my section is going to do this. We have to prevent further damage. That must be the final thing. That is it, that's my idea. I don't know if some of my colleagues agree with my idea, but I think this is a very fundamental in this issue.
Hello,
Namita?
Thank you, sir. The other day, which one here? The minister actually said about the audit, internal audit, that they have a vacant post, that they got an official from the Auditor General or Treasury. But my concern, you know, last week they showed us an organogram, which to me is not 100% complete. But how do you monitor successfully when there are no people who help you to see what is it that is not coordinating properly in the whole system? So I think as soon as we can get that organogram working properly, it will be easier for all the officials to monitor successfully, because the DG or ever a senior position cannot see what's happening in the junior position down there. So my input is that it's fine that 50% reports were not submitted, but how do you go down and see where did the reports originated from? Thank you.
So was out in for the public, and that process is not complete because of the executive must first be in the headphone, and then must be completed and that is the name also there before the board actually be implemented on the issue of those SDGs and CFOs. I mean, a lot of entities don't have CFOs. They're sitting with active CFOs, even the department themselves sitting with active CFOs. And it's a key challenge for putting the department. I want to make this point under administration to understand it on that corner.
I think we need to stress to the department the issue of internal quality control. Even in the last financial year, it needs to perform its duty. You know, it is still up to stress. Some or even most of the results that are happening in the department, it can identify those results if it is up to stress. So the department must take this issue very seriously.
Looking at another report, one of the issues that I would like to raise is the issue of that is the effective management. Because I know some members are very different as well. Because that as much as the challenge of human development goes to administration, it's another point. Everything is not finalized or completed, you know, if you're not around the board. There's a lot of ineffectiveness when it comes to administration part. Because prolonged, if you remember, if you're in a process delay, consultation delay, and you ask yourself, because you doesn't have a plan, and then at the end of the day, the same plan is not being delayed. Consultation, delay finalization, delay, forum, initial delay, you know, there's a serious problem, you know. And I think there's an element of unwillingness, even over there in the government. And I mean, the issue of investment health, I mean, that should have been analyzed long ago, you know, but there's still some planning that is done, you know. It just delays, okay. I'm not going to announce this, but I'm just, you know, no submission of payments. You know, I just want to talk about the issue of payment. That's law, you know. I my understanding, maybe I'll be corrected, no, but I'm not going to talk to you. If you agree with your legal report, the next level, of the work time. If then there's another supplement, the next level up to the last, you know, because you can't say if they disagree, and then if I want to realize what is it that they want to do, what are they not even going to do? Because no. So if you cannot come and say that because the members and employees, they never agree. Well, there's one thing that makes people fight is that that's a one time thing. At any level, whether they are older or what, when you are going to come to that thing, because a person wants to give himself one of the you know. But I think the way all this was done, you know, because you see that it became a problem as a money issue, you know. Because my understanding of it is my own understanding was that when you get a three, it doesn't mean that you are stupid to start with, but it says that you are at this level of understanding. And I think one of the issues is that there must be education on the. The problem is money involved. That's why there's a lot of war. I mean, poor compliance of the with the PMPS employees and managers. Then there's a lot of problem at the HR level. You know.
My issue is that I would understand very well when they say that homes that are at level of the DDG, they should be less often than the number of things that can be 2 minutes or 1 minute, 10 minutes. That one I don't have a problem, but I have a problem when
I'm from the department.
I was listening in terms of the contribution of the portfolio committee members, and most of the issues that are being addressed here, to me, they require the issue that you expressed in terms of monitoring and evaluating. I think it's where the department will allocate. One, in terms of staffing, so my suggestion will be either the portfolio committee can suggest to the department that one, a task team should be established that includes a representative from each institution where they meet either monthly or quarterly in a year and evaluate in terms of the progress of business plan that have been submitted for that quarter. And the team should also include the departmental audit team that will also assist in terms of whatever findings or wrongdoings that they are seeing for that particular quarter in a year or a monthly in terms of finances, asset management, and so on. And the issue of performance that we are raising. I will give an example. If definitely I'm meeting in the communication unit as a PA to Tawegali, it should not be a problem for me to fill the comment assessment if really the monitoring is being done on the department on the basis of what is expected from me and my manager. But because this thing is not happening from the department to say monitoring and evaluation, your role is to monitor the work that is being done by each and every business unit in the department. And this is what we need to see, the manager, because I don't think it's proper for them, as you were raising, the lower staff not to comply with the manager in terms of the performance assessment as it's been indicated here. Objections are there everywhere. If I'm not happy with what has been assessed by my manager, definitely I'll have to do the objection, and the committee that oversee the processes will have to look onto those. So that's my suggestion on the issue of monitoring, to strengthen our monitoring and evaluation. Last, you mentioned the issue of good work that the department is doing. But the ordinary community members, today when you go to them, they will categorize agriculture as one department that is not performing, because we are not talking to them and claiming victory of the work that we are doing. But if monitoring and evaluation is there, before we do our annual report and so on, compile it, they go and visit all these institutions and the areas of work where the department has assisted community and put them on our report, definitely it will be seen as if the department is not waiting. So that's my contribution.
Thank you.
I think what you said is quite clear. But to me, when you speak of evaluating anything or monitoring anything, are the guidelines which have to guide you, what is it that you have to monitor? If it's in a department, is that junior official has got a duty, she ought to know, this is what I'm supposed to do. Because if there are no guidelines, what are we going to monitor? How are we going to base the monitoring on? So I think that is maybe one of the weaknesses in the department, that these junior officials, some of them come to the department very new. But if they come to the department, there are no guidelines, there is no sort of guiding the duty sheet, it becomes very difficult. Everybody will just say, well, I go to work in the office, I do, and go out. When you come to monitor, how are you basing the monitoring on? What basis? Thank you.
I think what Sam said is very important. The community has the view that arts and culture is not performing. I think what sometimes happens is there's a very interesting project. It's put on the ground and they started with this old ceremony, the ministry is there, cutting lunch and everything, what do you call it, ribbons and everything. Ooh, art tent, a campaign, and there's everyone that, and they're gone. And
And now the community see, yes, but this project is not given to us as a promise. Because the department is not looking after the program well. Maybe they didn't employ the correct people to build the project and to fulfill the needs of community. I think that's sometimes lacking, and that's why the people say the Department of Arts and Culture is not performing. They try their best, but they are not looking after the added after the who are. And that's the problem. What's happening after the who are?
I think with another point, whenever you think of that, then I want to go back to the musical and ask them if there's something on how to
go. I would like to even say that there is chapters for us, for all the entities. That is chair by the minister, and also CEO's program that is chair by the minister. Maybe what is left is to ensure that the issues that are addressed in those forums are only concerned the issues of monetary evaluation. Otherwise, there's such a lot.
As much as I do feel problems, my problem is with the less than the agency.
Yeah.
They can be there, but then issues in the proposal, one of the issues that I've been raising, also one of the issues that concerns in. Remember, we've done what I did in the we've went to places where some there are no boards, some there are boards, or let the other thing the person is in committee board. Some boards are paid or not earlier, some are not paid, remember the issues that they're doing. And it's causing problems because we find these boards are not effective as well. I think also one of the communities you can make as well is that on the selection of the board, every one or two of them in the service must be managing the board as in certain issues. Because I remember, like, I always make an example of $10. There it was a professor who was very clueless about administrative matters. Because they, I think it's kind of like they didn't remember that we have board members. They're supposed to have different employees, different committees. To them, being a part of board members is a level of language. I remember they were fighting that a certain language is not the problem. And you're not about that. You're not more of that than the same people. Also. Maybe it must be a boy, it must not be the same as a boy. That's what I was doing. I think what must, what I strongly recommend, that the issue of the same culture must be finalized. It's been great for a long time, and it gives a better direction to the government. And the issue of sexual politics as well. You know, and, all these projects that are today, MCEs, I think that might not come to an end. I would like us, I know you go around and you think, but let's go to Kekom and ask the program. So just for 5 minutes, you can go through the successes and then challenge it, then you make your recommendations. Just see what my name is, take my address.
It's found in the underway.
You start to jump later and you get closer.
I have 5 minutes and another 20.
Right.